Awesome times to be alive. Revelation chapter 2, I'll keep it short as I continue to speak about the generation behind, meaning in front of us. You remember last week's Sunday? I'll give you a moment to settle down. When God said to Elijah, I still have 7,000 who have not bowed their knees to bow, and we're looking for those 7,000. My talk to you this morning is very simple, and I hope you settle down quickly. There is a big fight for your generation, for our generation. God needs to look for people who are willing to engage the enemy's tactics. It's very simple, guys. The only time the devil wins a person is when you cannot see him fighting. If you cannot see him, you cannot engage him. I learned from the British Army, Pastor Daniel was telling me, how the more invincible you are, the better. It's a military tactic. So Satan set up institutions to make it look like it's not the one fighting for our souls. And it pierces through our parent. It becomes our own battle. Because the next generation will teach the next generation, and teach the next generation, and teach the next generation. They become a product of the generation before them. Their way of thinking, even their definition of prosperity, is defined by the generation before them. Now the Bible says, and I want you to look for that scripture, a generation yet unborn will praise you, and one generation will declare your work to another. Now, why is this generation in the most trouble? Because it's just the Ozu generation. A generation for whom a picture of success is painted and they don't know how to get there. In other words, there is the picture of what to wear that makes you important. What to drive that makes you important. But then you leave them in the hands. You call it hands, right? And tell them, figure out your way how to get to where you want to. And the next thing available to them is drugs. I want you to stay with me. I hope those who are walking outside can listen and they can hear. I want to show you a church this afternoon. Jesus wrote a letter. And I'll be 30 minutes. I don't want to preach on Sunday. It's not. We'll come back to it on Thursday and Friday, if God permits us. Thursday and Friday is really our service. Sunday is our rejoicing. Now, Jesus writes a letter, guys. My job in your generation is to make this thing simple as much as I can. And we've been giving ourselves tools and reason why in every industry, you must be the number one. It is because it is the purpose of God. So don't mind someone telling you, what is the church supposed to do, this or that? What is the church supposed to do? Go there, sing, go home. If the church cannot empower, because Jesus gave them bread and fish, yes, then he gave them the word. If the church cannot empower, then it's not a city. I saw people rejoicing at One Africa yesterday, meaning a concert. Rejoicing because some music are played, right? Now, what the church did, they left the entertainment to the world so the world can write what they like and make us dance to it. Because we said, that's not the job of the church. Our job is to prepare people for heaven, and you won't find that in the Bible. You remember where we stopped on Friday? Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth the same way it is done in heaven. It is about kingdom, rulership of God. But remember this, God cannot use you unless he has done a work in your life, because you cannot replace those who you look like. If you look like them, you cannot replace them, and look like is not wearing. The wearing of clothes is just clothes. Clothes is important to the world. That's why they shout about it. They say, that one is this. This is Moschino. This is D2 or something like you're wearing. Why are they particular about it? That's what they are looking for. I'm not looking to wear a Givenchy. I wear clothes. It is not the car we drive. It is what drives you. So what is my point this morning? Stay with me. The battle we are engaged in, it is more than what we have. It is what is in the hand of the cities, and God wants us to control it. God wants to give us cities, but he needs to perfect this city. That's my campaign, guys. So this city must be perfect musically. It is not the beat. It is the people singing. What Hope Dealers stand for is not fame. Those who hold money in the music world, they are not famous. I'm not sure you know them. So, if a black person, listen to me now, or a young person, starts music, their journey must be towards ownership of that mountain, not fame on that mountain. Because whoever makes you famous today can defame you tomorrow. When other people were chasing for endorsement as church to make their church look good, we were looking for the word. So 10,000 celebrities cannot make spark or demake you because they didn't make you. What Jesus said is, follow me. Jesus said, if you Hope Dealers or any musician or Jody or whoever, he said, if you follow me, I'll make you. So what is our war tactic, including you in banking, including you in property? It said, if you follow, because what the world thinks is that followership makes you less interesting. No, followership, this is why we said the service today is titled Faithful Till Death. I want to show you a church in Revelation chapter 2. In the midst of following, because don't forget, Pastor Obi, come. I want you to walk towards Ganiad. No, come. I'll follow you. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you. Now, who is this Jesus who says, follow me? The maker of heaven and earth. The Bible says, in him dwells all principalities and powers. Everything that makes important and rich in life is in him. No, this one now who owns everything comes to the earth and sees a man trying to make ends meet for his family. He met him where he was fishing. Jesus did not go to recruit where people were practicing religion. He went to the business place. So don't complain if Peter always has a business mind, because that's where you picked him from. He went to the tax office and he picked the son of Levi, who was the best accountant. So don't complain if this guy is very calculative. The church Why is social media afraid or annoyed with me? Let me tell you something. I made £270 washing plates and turned that into property deals by understanding sowing. And I come to you to tell you that the way into that is this. He knows who Toby is. He knows who I was. At the time that he was talking to me about what he wants to do, I had weed in my mouth. Smoking weed, living my life. Had my plans. I'm going to be the best lawyer. And I'm going to be the best politician Africa has ever seen. That's plans. So someone sits behind their phone and say, that pastor does this, that. If I wasn't a pastor, I'll be richer. So how do we get from there to there? He comes, sees a Peter swearing by the seaside, sees a Matthew, a tax collector, who is sitting on someone's head and calculating how to get money from them. And Jesus also saw, listen to this, Jesus also saw the Pharisees. You see, the Pharisees were the pastors. They were the perfect guys. They looked right, but what is their behavior that is right to man is false to God. They corrected everybody. In fact, Jesus spoke about the Pharisees. He said, you go far to look for disciples. He said, then you put burden on them. Double burden. He said, you tell them to carry what you can't carry. So he says, I can't deal with these guys. They already know too much. They're already too good. And if a person knows too much or too good, it means they don't have any need to follow. It takes stupid people to follow. It takes people who are not professors to follow. And I want you to go your way. You want to go to Ghana B? I want you to go the way you like. Please, in this relationship, so let's say this is Jesus, and let's say I'm the follower. In this relationship, what makes me close to Jesus? The clothes I wear, to me now. The music I hear. So let's see. What keeps us in relationship, because this is what I want to show you this afternoon. What makes a person be in perfect relationship with God? Their perfection? Actually, let's read that Bible verse. 14 years now, I've never spoken to you outside of Bible. It is the world that don't know the Bible anymore. Talk to me.
To the angel.
No. Peter, follow me and I'll make you. That's the one I'm looking for. So Dami said, oh, sugar, you should have looked for it. He said, did he really say sugar or something else?
As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee.
As Jesus was walking beside people in, sorry, beside the sea. Water stands for two things in scriptures, right? People and word. Why do I know this was people? Because Peter fishes for people there. Sorry, for fish. In order to feed the people. As Jesus was walking, he needed to pick a person. And he looked for someone that is looking for livelihood. He looked for someone who already has the plan for their lives. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee. What happened?
He saw two brothers.
Uh-huh.
Simon, called Peter.
And who?
And his brother Andrew.
Uh-huh.
They were casting a net into the lake.
Yeah.
For they were fishermen.
I love it. They were casting the net into the lake because they were fishermen. That was their profession. They were looking for livelihood because that's what they do. So I see Jesus who comes to fish for people when people are fishing for fishes. So snatchers, listen. He recruits you when you're busy recruiting. It doesn't matter what a person is recruiting, and that's what he sent you out to do, guys. You can win your generation. You can build cities. You can run the finance world. That's what has eluded our black community for a long time. There's nobody showing us the possibilities. But there's one way, guys, and I'm not mincing words with this. And it is the relationship with Jesus. But don't let that scare you, because I want to show you what relationship with him simply is according to the Bible, not according to religion. Like I told you, someone said, if you like Spark Nation, it means you don't know religion. Jesus never established any religion. Didn't start a church. He gave us the word. Then what happened as they were fishing?
Then he said to them,
he said to him,
follow me and I will make you.
Anyone here looking to be made? Come on now, talk to me. Anyone here looking to be made? Did you notice that Jesus did not tell Peter, follow me and you will make heaven? You know why? In heaven, it is my type they are looking for. Jesus speaking. You don't understand. If you become like me, because the first man we created what was after our image and our likeness. So if we make you, you will not need to begin to seek out to make heaven, because I, your master Jesus, I'm quoting Jesus now, I am heaven. I am he. What the Muslim man prays 5 times a day in order to please God. The Christian man does all he does. I think one of the jobs of the Christian man is to criticize another Christian in order for him to make heaven. If I can just say they are not right, then I feel right. Then I'll make it. So every religion does what they think will make them make it, right? But that's their religion, Christian, Muslim, whatever. But he said here, the only way to make it, do you remember the scripture where he said, I am the way? If you are following him, you are trekking the way already. How to make heaven is not your priority. Your priority is how to follow him. Because he said, if you follow me, I will make you. So I need you to really go around. Go. You get it. You've got the same heart, right? This is my relationship now with Jesus. Please. Is that relationship how many times I pray in the morning? What he asked Peter for is follow me. The issue with follow me is this. He didn't say where he was going. And this is what affects faithfulness, guys. Because I'm following now. Go on. I'm thinking we could have come straight to you. No, I don't know why. We're back to where we're coming from. What's going on? We're almost there. Where is the master going again? Ah, no. We're going among. I'm seeing faces that I know before. I'm going back to where. Oh, no. no, no. I thought we were there. What's going on? Master, where are we going? Sir, I worship you, but the only reason why I'm worshiping is to ask you, when we will get there? And the answer is,
follow me.
Oh. Where are we going, sir? When are we? What? I've been here. When I started to follow you, I thought it's a faster way to my destination, because my destination is there. That's where I want to go. Sir, can I sow a seed that can get me to where I want to go? If I'm evangelizing a lot and I'm a good Christian and I don't miss church, can I just... This guy is disgruntled now. Faithfulness. I'm not happy. Keep moving, boy. I'm not happy at all. I don't know what's going on. Does that stop your relationship with him? What is the relationship? The fact that you are... Excuse me, sir. I just lost something. It's so dear to me. This is my family member. It's my blood. And I've just lost him. I've just lost all my money. Can we just pitch our tent here? And let's build something here. I've had enough. But I want you to stay with me. Would you stay? At this point, you need Kelly, but he's nowhere. He's gone to talk to. He's followed something else. And this guy says, I want to sing a song to you now, Jesus. You're Jesus. I won't let you go. He's crying, you know. Aha. The hope I cling to, you mean more than this world to me. I won't trade you.
I won't trade you for silver.
Jesus looks at the guy and say, guy, you're delaying this journey. You're holding me in your presence. What guarantees divine presence is to keep moving. Following me is what keeps making you, not your spirituality. So since the day Jesus started walking, he didn't stop, because he has a goal in mind. Spark Nation, from the day you came in here, you have Jesus as a goal in mind, and that's the nation. How will we get there? Sometimes it goes round. Because really, the journey for God is not more than 7 days. But the test for man can be 40 years. You didn't understand that. Israel was in Egypt for how many years? 400 years. How many years did it take Moses to get them out? 10 days. God wrought wonders. A people that have been in bondage for 400 years, in 10 days, they were free. You know what God wants me to announce to this nation, to you as a nation? It doesn't matter how long you've been walking. God is about to do something in the next 10 days because you've been faithful. The black race celebrated 400 years of slavery, and at about that time, God began to raise a spark nation. It does not matter how long we have been in slavery. In 10 days, God says, I'm about to set a generation. Can I hear a loud shout? You're moving too fast. It took Moses 10 days, right? Or 10 miracles. That's why I call it days. 10 signs. London has seen the first sign that a church can gather these thousands of young people. First sign that you can bring sanity to your community. Second sign that you can create economic revival that will confuse social media and they will say, where do you get money from? Number three sign. The fourth sign was there. This week I will talk about six signs, because these signs shall follow them that believe. Ten days, ten signs. Don't be perplexed. This guy's too far from me. Listen, Spark Nation. Things that look Asian, things that people will say, it's not possible. God gives me the staff to tell you that you are the ones. It's not the God of possibilities. It's the God of possible people. The sign to the world is that people will look in here and say, it's impossible to gather all these kind of people. You are a sign to the world. So impossibility is not going to happen. You are the one. You are possibility. So when you came, possibility came. You didn't understand what I just said. That's why the devil is busy trying to cloud you, trying to hold you down with temporary problems. The gravity of the issues in your life is God's proverbial statement to you that, look, you are not a solution carrier, you are solution. So if I don't test you, you will not think large in order to solve problems. He says, I want to begin with your own problem, because I sent you to this world to solve the problem of this world. So it took Moses 40 years preparing to take people out of 400 years of slavery. So if you say God is a God of possibilities, who made that happen? Moses. A man that was prepared, Moses. Moses made what has never happened before happen, Moses. It was a fugitive, Moses. He was running from a case, murder case, Moses. Moses grew up in the palace, ended up at the backside of the desert, Moses. But God was preparing him to be the possibility for Israel. I feel in my spirit this morning that there are possibilities for this nation. Do you know that Israel had priests? People who had religion. But it took God to go fish among the sheaves, and he used a fugitive. God used a fugitive to bring his divine plan into fruition. God uses the first guy who got into paradise was a thief by Jesus' right. A wrong person that came to the right side. Do you know that's all that guy was? It's just a wrong person on the right side. So even if you're a wrong person, don't stay on the wrong side. Come to the right side. Because it's a side matter. It is not how perfect I am. It is what side. Oh my God. Shaliata. Oh my God. That's deep, right? Let it get deeper a little bit, right? And the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right side. By the time Jesus, he was saying this through David. David had murdered. But through David, because Jesus, he who knew no sin, all the sin of the world has been put on him. So they now said, in order for you to make it here, you have to be on a certain side. So Jesus was not a wrong person, but he has taken the sin of all the wrong. So it's now wrong. Sin was upon him. So the Lord had to say, in order for us to resolve this matter, sit. Sit at my right side. Do you know what God is saying to you, Spark Nation? Sit at his right side until he makes all your enemies. Let me tell you, in 10 days, in this nation, all your enemies will be your footstool. Shout the Lord, amen, in this house. Amen. Do you know what it means for someone's enemy to be their footstool? Wait. Do you know what it means for someone's enemy to be his footstool? So Jesus was carrying the cross, ascending to the mountains, and they were throwing abuses at him. That was his footstool. Another abuse, it gets higher. Another stone, it gets higher. Another attack, it gets higher. Another attack, it gets higher. But he didn't know. What he didn't know was, or what he was walking by, was the prophecy of David. Sit at my right hand. So what is the sitting position? It means in the middle of all the abuse and all the stones, in his heart was settled destiny that he was the redeemer of the world. His inside was sitting, his outside was following. Did you hear what I just said? Sitting means settled. Sitting means confirm. Until you sit, don't walk. My sitting means I'm assured that no matter what comes my way, every storm the devil throws my way, I'm just walking. But it's because I'm sitting. Many people walk without sitting. Sit, 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 sit. No wonder when Jesus appeared to Peter or came to Peter, he said, follow me and I'll make you. They decided the matter of Peter's future. You didn't hear me. His future here on earth was done when Jesus said, don't worry. I know you were fishing for your family. You're going to follow me for 3.5 years without livelihood. I'll make you. It is impossible, mark my words, for any Spark National to end up poor. It will never happen. We will build our own banks. Did you hear what I just said? You think banks are the building? It is people. She has economic sense. She works top in the bank. She's a banker. She's a banker. Are you building your own bank already? Of course, because we are building them. Did you hear what I just said? So the bank is not the Canary Wharf building, because it is the mindset of some people. So if I'm building bio, you are IT. Colade is IT. Pastor Lara is IT. If I'm building those people, that's why we give like we give. Because, so I as the leader must then look. Say, okay, this church is giving $1 million a month. You'll get there, not yet there. What do we want to build now? It is not to now go buy bricks and mortars and put the signboard of a bank there and register. The day I pick this banker guy and begin to pour into him and begin to invest into him is the day we started the foundation of the bank. It is this person that is built that will build the blocks or the bricks. That's what our community failed. Jesus said, I will build my church. But what did the church do? They made people contribute money to buy buildings and began to pay mortgage. So why is Sparklation the opposite? Why do we look to invest in him first? In him first, because if he, as he is invested in and he gets 40 people employed, guess what they just built? They just built a banking city. Look, it doesn't matter if they don't make money. They are built from the church. The Bible says, and it will be said of Zion, this one was born there. And that one was born there. Stay here, Pastor. Please. Don't forget we're still on a journey. And to test if he is Lord and if he will be faithful to death, until death, it took Moses around the 40 years and another 40 years in Jethro's house, in the house of mentorship. Another 40. In those 40 years, it was taking everything out of Moses that was not supposed to be there. It was taking everything out of Moses that is called personal ambition. Because a person with personal ambition cannot build a nation. You know why? When you get little, you say, wow, now I use a Rolls Royce, I use this, I use that. Then you say, that's enough. When it's taking personal ambition out of you, those things can never satisfy you again. It doesn't satisfy those who have it also, but they keep getting more, looking for that satisfaction. Every man that was created was programmed with something in them. Let's go now. Remember all our journey. And I'm following. You see, on my following path, and I need to establish this, I trip sometimes. He does not trip. I trip. He doesn't look back. He just waits for me to get up and follow. He's not looking for me to beg him to forgive me. He said, just follow. Can I give you a scripture for that? He looked at Peter and said, before the cock crows today, he said, you will deny me 3 times. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith, following faith, will not fail. As for tripping, I'm not going to be surprised. I saw you. He said, Peter, I already see you fall. But yeah, you will still fall anyway. But I didn't pray that you will not fall. My prayer is that you will not fail. In other words, your falling is not the problem. Your failing. So have I tripped along the way? Yeah. But I just keep looking unto Jesus, who is the author. Because this journey, Sparklation, that I started, he started it. He's the author, therefore he must be the finisher. So he said, Toby, you know, you were taught in church to believe that your relationship with me is based on your goodness. But I taught it in the Bible that your relationship with me is based on your following me. It is not based on how good you are. There are good people who don't follow. There are good people who follow themselves. And if everybody is not walking like they are walking, then their walk is not right. They measure everybody's walk with their own walk. That's why it's good to walk together. Interlocked. Can I give you a scripture for that? He didn't just call Peter, he called the apostles. 12 of them. And now we're walking. We're just following. When this guy is trying to detach his hand, don't let me go, you know. He's trying to snatch me away from the way. Got to look for him. This guy is strong, man. He's just thin. This guy is going to injure me today. No, don't push me away. We're walking. Yeah, let's go. You see, what I really wanted you to see with this is our steppings are not the same, but our movement is the same. Sometimes he lifts the left leg first. Sometimes I lift the right first. But we are walking. Listen, Spark Nation. There's a loud voice to this generation. Otherwise, we will keep being beggars. Beggars to the community that can't give us anything. Beggars to government who already know and believe that our problems can never be solved. It is not, black people don't have problem with money. They have problem with unity. It's never money problem. It is oneness problem. That's why, like I said to you, resist, interlock and resist. The loudest voice in your community are failed voices. And you ask, who do you follow? You say, I don't follow anybody, I just follow my heart. Not really. It's a dangerous thing to follow. As we look up to him, read the church in Sim, and I'll stop.
To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write. These are the words of him.
You have to jump to verse 10 just because of time.
Yes, sir.
Come back, bank, and come back, Jesus. Walk like Jesus, man. Walk like Jesus. I say, how does Jesus walk? Talk to me.
Do not be afraid of what you are about.
You skipped some stuff. Okay, start from verse 8 then.
To the angel of the church in Smyrna, write.
In Smyrna. Now, Jesus was writing a letter to all the churches, 7 in all. The only one he has no complaint against is this church in Smyrna. Smyrna means myrrh. Myrrh, like cologne. Like something that gives something a better smell than what it actually is. Huh? That means that smell itself is not acceptable. But if you put myrrh on it, you cover whatever smell. He was talking to the giving church. Mm-hmm. Philippians chapter 4. That your giving has come up to God as a sweet aroma. He was talking to that church, to the church in Smyrna, the church that really is not perfect, but as the perfect ingredient. And say, I left so house because it's not scriptural. You were a murderer some weeks ago. You were a failure some weeks ago. How did you become this all of a sudden? I think because Christianity on Sunday morning can be so boring, people just feel that condemning other people is the job we are called to do. No, our job is to take nations. So the church in Smyrna, right? Uh-huh.
These are the words of him who is the first and the last,
uh-huh,
who died and came to life again.
What is his word?
I know your affliction.
It says, I associate with your affliction. I need the word affliction, sir. I recognize the things, your affliction, the things that you get even when you don't deserve it, and they are bad stuff. He said, I know it. I understand your affliction. The word know there is ginosko, meaning I've been there. No, you didn't hear me. Knowing here is not just head knowledge. It is, I know, I can relate because I've been a partaker of it. I know your affliction.
And your poverty.
Look at this. Yet.
Yet you are rich.
Can I pause and talk to you? I, as your pastor, I know your poverty, yet to the world out there. Yet to those who want to commit suicide about stagnation on Twitter or Snapshot or something. I sent you a message on Twitter. I said, I'm not there. In the company of the dead. Listen, it said, I know, I personally know your poverty because in your giving, your poverty shows. Because in giving, it is not poverty, it is sacrifice. I see it. Yet those who see you think that you give because you are rich. You are rich because you give. Why would you give hundreds and tens of thousands to your community when you need it? Because the community needs it more than you. I was watching a video on the way here, sent from another part of the world. A guy who would either go and be a slave in another country again, like Europe or Canada, or who needed money for his famine. He employs more than 20 people. He goes to church. The pastor says, tithe, give tithe, give tithe. He can give more tithe, sir, if you give him money to build his famine. He says, don't worry, sir, we will send the money. Why? Because you have it? No. Because he knows your poverty, but yet, if that farmer continues to employ those who he employs because you sent money, to him, you are rich. To me, you don't have. But the record is you are rich. Don't ever argue with the world that you are not rich. You are. Yes, because riches is not in what you wear. It's how many people can put on clothes because you gave. So someone wants to say, look at him. You're wearing Gucci all over. Yeah, because I've given more than 1,000 clothes to wear. So what you are wearing does not mean anything because it does not cover anybody's nakedness. So I don't know what you will do if you have what I have. Imagine since we started to give to Nigeria and Africa, people are asking me for money in my dream. Some people are saying, I can't reach this guy. Yeah, okay. In the corner. But the problem they are having is I hardly sleep. So imagine you've done jazz and you're waiting this guy. So the witch mother said, the guy no gree sleep. I know I'll be waiting to happen. He's not sleeping. I said, they always attack me in my dreams. Don't sleep. So in my dream, they're attacking me. I said, okay, wake up. And sit and say, attack me. But it's beautiful. This year, the little you hear, I've catered for more than 4,000 widows. I don't know. Wait. I see your clap is like, I don't think you, because you guys grow up in socialism system. You don't understand when we say 4,000 widows. That's like more than 10,000 people. They are kids. They don't have NHS. It's not like, well, if you don't take care of them, they'll find a way out. There's no way. We sent money to a guy this week who was dying of malaria because he cannot afford 18 pounds to buy drugs. And at first, the guys would say, oh, it can be all those trickster, da, 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 da. I said, listen, if it's a trickster on 18 pounds, that's good. Let me be duped of 18 pounds. 18. And the guy sent his picture, sent everything, and after he's received the money, he sends thanks. Now I've used drugs. Imagine it dies because we're thinking, oh, those guys are tricksters. 18 pounds. Trick me on 18 pounds. I want to be tricked on 18 million. Then I want to graduate to being tricked on 180 million. Then I want to be duped of 1.8 billion. So you see, that guy was duped of 1.8 billion. I'll come out and say, I'm the guy who was duped. They'll be writing it in my profile. The guy who was duped of 1.8 billion. Then I'll come out of the shadow and say, yeah. Because you can't be duped of what you don't have. I said, nobody can dupe me of anything. I said, yeah, because you will never have it. I want to close. To the church, the angel of the church, I know your poverty.
I know about the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not.
Those who say they are covenant people and are not. He said, I know their slander. I know that if they don't bring you down, they cannot be happy. I know of their slander. He said, but they say they are believers, but they are not. But I don't want to focus on that so that we don't begin to say our haters. No. It's more about our lovers. We'll say they are Jews and are not.
But are a synagogue of Satan.
Uh-huh.
Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer.
Did you hear that? I feel like quickly skipping that side, but it said, do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer, which you suffer already, because this word is written before time. It said, do not be afraid of the things that may come up against you. I tell you,
the devil will put some of you in prison.
Why?
To test you.
Did you see that scripture, guys? I need every one of you to hear that. Rejection is prison. But it said Satan will do it. He allowed them in order to test you. At that point, no. Listen now. At that point, someone begins to say, I'm not sure of this thing, man. Everywhere I go, they have something to say. Prison is isolation with people who have committed the same offense or who have committed offense. So what do? You stand there together. It said, this is a temporary thing because it needs to test you. Satan will not let you go until he tests you. You're not going anywhere. It said, to test you, what did it now say?
And you will suffer persecution for 10 days.
Wait, I think we talked about the 10 signs. No, talk to me now, Spark Nation. Every miracle that Moses did for 10 days in Israel, right? They were persecuted for it. The signs and wonders was not their freedom from persecution. It made Pharaoh persecute him the more. And Jesus comes back to speak to this city church and say that you have 10 persecution. In each persecution, show a wonder. So you know what happens to people? One persecution, they withdraw the hand of miracles. It said, now, Spark Nation, go back to where you're persecuted and show them what God is doing in your life and in your midst. It said, it will not last but 10 days. Guess what? You're on the 8th day. There are 2 more days and Israel will come out of Egypt. I'm prophesying and I think it's too much for Sunday. New beginning. You're on the 8th day. In 2 more days, you're going to all enter into some breakthrough that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. COD, listen. Still, I'm not intervening in any situation. Interlock. Don't let the devil in. When the devil puts people to test, he comes back to say, oh, maybe you've done something wrong. Doing something right, the reward is test. If you've passed a class, You've been in a class now for 6 months. If you've attended well, and now they want to promote you, what will you do? Look at this, my friends. They will set a test for you. You've been in uni for 3 years. Now you want to go work in Godman. You want to graduate. They will set a test. Don't sit in the classroom of tests and say, why? I thought after uni, I just get to work. No, they're going to set a test. It is resistance versus resistance. Your test is saying you will not go. You are saying, I will pass through you. Have you heard the word pass before? Oh my God, you're not talking to me. I said, have you heard the word pass before? In this walk, I don't get to set my test. Did you hear what I just said? I don't get to be the one to say, these are the questions I will like to be asked. No way. The one whom you have been following, he said, and can I tell you something about this test? You cannot fail if you follow. On the day they crucified Jesus, his disciples were following from a distance, but they were still following. I want to close now. This test, Spark Nation, your personal test, friends. This for us, guys. There's a nation, a next level in front of us. It's set an exam now. It says, show 10 signs. Be faithful. Talk to me.
Be faithful.
Until what?
Even to the point of death.
Even to the point. Listen, you will not have life until you are determined to be faithful, even to the point of death. So what happens to people in their journey? They backtrack. Say, I can't see this future. Why are we still following? Because we've made up our mind for death. Be faithful. This is what Christ says to you, Spark Nation. And in a moment, we'll begin to worship. Be faithful even to the point of death. Christ looks at you in the walk and he sees what you are crying on. Credit really. You don't have money. You have little money. You did this. You didn't do that. He said, be faithful to the church of man. The church that doesn't smell good, but I put perfume on you. He said, be faithful even to the point of death, and I'll do what?
And I will give you life as your victor's crown.
I will give you heaven. No, you're not talking to me. I will give you paradise. I will give you life. The one people are looking for in many things. I will give you life as your crown. So, Jesus told me, your money is not the exchange point. It's your death. For me, it is faithfulness. So what is faithfulness? To follow. Now let's walk to her. We're going to Pastor Martin. This is faithfulness. And the walk is not this straight, guys. There are stones along the way. Jesus missed the way. We're going to Pastor Martin. Wait, Jesus. Huh? Oh, that's true, but not in this house. When you get back to house of whatever you are. Can I ask you one question? And this is where I drop it and go. Be faithful unto death. What is the destination? I said, we're going to Pastor Matthew. What is the destination? Death. You didn't get that, did you? Where are we going? But I've not been to death before, so I don't know the way. In death is life. A seed does not have power to tell you where to sow it. The job of a seed is to die. Where is it going? When the farmer takes a seed, it's going to death, because in death the seed will find life. So when he said, be faithful even unto death, so we're walking and following him. Every energy left in me. You see why it was going around? You see why it looks like I was back to the people I used to know? And when I was back to them, I quickly went to put on a nice clothes so that they think I'm still, oh wow, you're doing good. No, he said, no, we're going to parade again. They will see that I'm taking life out of you little by little. In order to arrive at a destination called death, in order for you to be given life, that's too much for Sunday, right? I will give him life. Stop running back from death. Sparklation, stop running back. We just want to look nice to the world. There's no need. We are going to a destination. That destination is our life. Can I give you a scripture for that? For he has been made life for us. For in him. But who was this guy leading me then? Because he's the resurrection and the life. So death was leading me. The word became flesh. Flesh is death. I need to stop. Mount the pulpit now. I've chosen a path. I've chosen a destiny in life. Poverty cannot stop me. Sickness cannot stop me. Even prosperity cannot stop me. Nothing can stop me because I've chosen a path. I don't know if there are people this afternoon here who have chosen a path. And also, I've chosen a path. Sit down for a moment. I've chosen a path of nation taking. And in order to get to the life of nations, I'll have to get to a destination called death. I don't know if there are about 1,000 people here this morning who have chosen a path that we call Spark Nation in Christ, and will say, we've chosen. It's a choice. That choice is not based on how many of my friends came and remained with me. It becomes a personal journey. It's not based on how much money I have. It's not even based on what good my pastor does or bad. I chose, and I choose this path early in life. 3G. It's a path you choose. Life answers to choice. Otherwise, you become slaves. Slaves are people that are just given. The media controls them. This is a choice. It's a choice. It's not limited to what people say good or bad about you. It's a choice. And see, now God has given you this city. Because you arrived at a destination called death. But the person who took you to that destination is life. So he swallowed death in victory. You've just passed another exam, Spark Nation. And you're about to get into the next level. Did you hear what I just said? You're about to teleport into the next level of glory, the next level of assignment. It's the next level of assignment. And I just want 50 people, not more, who want to make a choice this afternoon. This morning I heard, don't come yet. I heard 2 deaths over this weekend. Go and check Twitter if there will be any outrage. if anybody will be hungry. No. You know why they don't have time now? There's so much carnival going on in town. One died in Kent, another in Northwest or whatever. You, Spark Nation, finish service today and throw a vending shoe up and snap it. Twitter will go blown. But we just lost life on the street. Doesn't matter. Unless we have economic revival, killings will keep going on. When you develop as a musician, who is going to sign you home? Sony Records. They care about black people. But we're going to change their narratives. It's not music, it's influence. If you're here and you've not come to death, you've not come to Christ,